Vessel Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Klei Mikdash, in the laws of the temple vessels of Oivnimba and those that do the Avodah there, and the Seif Avodah, which will continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the Big Dekuna, now specifically discussing those of the Kohen Gadol. As the Rambam begins Halacha Alf discussing, Ketzed Maisa Hatzitz, how is it made, that of the forehead plate that the Kohen Gadol would wear? So Eisa Tashal, they would make a plate of gold, which was Roch of Shtei Etzbois, which was 2 finger breadth wide. It went around from one ear to the other ear, which went along his forehead, and on it was written 2 lines, Kodesh Lashem, holy for Hashem. And why was it 2 lines? You had Kodesh Milmata, the word Kodesh was on the bottom, Lashem Mamalan, and for Hashem was above, because although it was Kodesh Lashem, you didn't want the word Kodesh before Hashem's name, so it was before, but on the bottom, and you had Lashem on the top. Now, V'miksavu b'shidachas was written on 1 line, Kasha would be valid, and Upamim k'savu b'shidachas, and at times they actually wrote in 1 line, as the Gemara brings a story where it was seen like that in the vaults of Rome, which it was written in 1 line. Halacha Beis, now, Va'asis Baltis Bafanov, the letters protruded in the front, as the Rambam says, Ketzer Hauso. So, Chayfas Ois Ma'acharov. So they would carve out the letters from behind, pushing it out. V'medubak Alashav, and it was attached on wax, which would be able to make this protrusion. And then you have the gold on top of that. Achabayel, until it sticks out. Now, Runaka Mishtei Ketzesav, this golden plate had holes on the 2 ends. Uvstil Tchelis Lamatamen, and you had a blue thread beneath it. Nichnes Minekav Nekav, meaning that was going behind it, that went in from one hole to the other hole. Kedeshi Nikshab Absil Kenegarev, so that it could be tying with this thread opposite the nape in the back of the Kohen Gadol, so that how it could go around his head and hold the tzitz on his forehead. Halacha Gimel, the next garment of the Kohen Gadol, Hame'il. It was kuli tchelis. This cloak of the Kohen Gadol was all blue dyed wool. V'chutav kfulin shnei masa, and its threads were 12-fold. Upiv arig, its opening was woven. Tchelas aragasa, which was the beginning of where it would be woven. Ve'en l'bisad, there was no sleeves. Ele nechlek l'shtei chanafayim, rather it was like split into 2 wings, which would be misayif agarin from the end of where his neck was. That's where it started. Alamata all the way down to the bottom. Kederach kolmiyim, like old cloaks. Vein mechubah is only attached, the 2 halves, el keneged kol agarim levad, only opposite his entire throat, like around the neckline. But the rest of it was disconnected, just one in the front, one in the back. The karei p'amil, however, tears the opening of the mil, which was where it was connected around the neck, like it gets lashed, and I'm like, says the pasuk in Shemais, like karei should not be torn. V'ad din l'chol big dekun, and truth is, for any kind of garment, sh'akorin derech hashchasa, forever, and anyone tears it through an act of destruction, unlike if he's trying to fix it, like it gets lashes. Halacha Dalad, maybe he would bring Tchelis, blue wool, Vargaman, and this red wool, with Telashon, and this crimson wool. Kol min mishlashton, shazur shmein, each one of these 3 species would be woven 8-fold. Fishnema, because it says, Bishula, regarding the hem of this me'il, which was what the remainim were, the pomegranates, it says mazhar. So nimtu, which that's 8-fold, as we said previously. Nimtu chute hashalayim, comes out that the threads of the hem or above Esrim were 24-fold because you had 3 species and each one 8, which is 24. And what was this? What was on this hem? Was the Eisen community remind him? So you made like these pomegranates, which the mouth didn't open yet because it opens up after a while. But and that's what's hanging from this meal, from this cloak. Maybe zugim. And in addition to these pomegranates, it would bring 72 goblets. And in them would be 72 clappers. Hakalzav, everything was gold. And they would put 36 of them at the edge of this wing, which one is in the front. And then 36 of them in the bottom of this other wing, which went behind him. Now, bazug iminbol hatoli, this glass with the clapper, it's not really glass, but this goblet with the clapper, hatoli, that's hanging, bein shneim kecha, nikabam, and the 2 of them together are called a bell. So that it was until the hem on the 2 sides, the way it would be pomegranate would be a bell, a pomegranate, a bell, a pomegranate, because he had 72 of both the bells and the pomegranates. And again, they were made out of this 24 threads. That was what was on the hem of this me'il. Halacha hei. Now, hazav sheba adig ho'efet v'acheshna om batayra. The gold that was used to weave by the ephod and the cheshin that's mentioned in the Torah, how was that? This is how it was made. So they would take one thread of pure gold. They would put it with the six threads of the tchelis, because it was sixfold. And then they would fold the seven threads, the six of that species with the one of the gold, all together as one. And that wasn't just with tchelis. They would do one thread of gold with the six of the argaman. They would do one thread of gold with the six of talashoni, and one thread with the six of pishtim, which that this is from the ephod and the cheshin. So nimtzu arba chutizav, comes out there was four golden threads with those four other types. And v'nimtzu comes out kol achutim mishmain vesim, comes out therefore that it wasn't just 24-fold, it was 28-fold, because there's 24 if you have six of each of the four types, but you have an additional four threads of gold, because you have one of gold in each one of those four. Shemek says in the pasuk, it says v'yidakos pachezav, that they flatten out these golden plates, etc. Last is b'teichat chel, so that it should go inside the chel, b'teich argaman, in the argaman, b'teich lashon, inside the lashon, b'teich hashesh, and in the linen, malamish, chut azov, kofa b'teichem, like we said, this comes to teach, that you had the golden thread that was folded over inside of them. Which, as Ram continues, Allah above, now describing what we had just alluded to, by introduction of saying about the gold that's mixed in, skitzat maisa chayshin, how is the chayshin made? So, urig beged masi chayshin, so they would weave this garment, an act of craft. What was it made out of? Min hazav v'atcheles v'argaman v'talash hashoni v'ashesh, like we said. It was gold with the other ones of tcheles, the blue, v'argaman, the red, v'talash hashoni, crimson, v'ashesh, and the linen. Al shmoni v'esem chutim, which was 28 thread fold, like we explained in halacha in the previous halacha. Now, orkoi amma, its length was an amma. V'roch be'zeres, and its width was a half amma. V'kayf l'sham, now it's folded in two. So nimtza comes out zeres al zeres meruba. So although it was an amen length, but you folded it over, so it would come out that it'd be actually a zeres by a zeres squared. V'koveya by arba turim shel evan ha'mafarshim b'Torah, and they establish in it four rows of stones that are explicit in the Torah. And kol evan ha'meruba, each one of these stones would be squared. U'mishuka b'bayis shel zav, and would be submerged in a container of gold. Shemekifa y'malmato u'ma'abar chayzav, that surrounded it on the bottom and from all four sides. Because it's in these pit, that's why actually it's called the Avni Milum, the stones that fill up that hole in the Chayshin. Now halacha zayin mafateich alavanim, they would carve out on these stones shmeis hashvatim, the names of the tribes, katal doisam, like their birth or order. Now benimse kaisav ala oidim, so it comes out that you write on the red one, which is the ruby, Ruvain, val yashvein, the jasper, Binyamin, and you're starting from the first going to the last. Now, but first he writes in the beginning on top of Reuven, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the three of us. Because of Binyamin, he writes beneath that of Binyamin, the last one, Shifteka, these are the tribes of God. And the reason why is because they call Isis Matsushim, that all the letters of the Aleph should be found over there, because they would ask certain questions to the Urim Tumim, and they would light up, and you need all the letters over there. And not all the letters were in just the names of the Shvatim. Halacha Cheres, now, Isal Arba Zavi Shal Cheshin. They made by the four corners of this Cheshin, of this breastplate, arba tabezav, four golden rings on the four corners. they placed by the two upper rings, shachish nitlam, which is where the cheshin would hang from, shtei avosazav, two golden cords. The hand and the cross, they're what's called in the Torah and Sefer Shemayis, sharsharis, they're chains. And then they put by the two rings on the bottom of the cheshin, shein keneged adam, which that's opposite his breast, would be shnei psilat tcheles, would be these two threads of blue dyed wool. Halacha tes, related to the cheshin, is ha'efod. The ephod was this type of a robe that rachbay, or type of an apron. Rachbay, its width was kerech of gabesh adam, was like the width of the back of a person, because of a kasav going from shoulder to shoulder. The arka, its length, was mikeneged atzila hidayim achayev, was from beneath, from opposite where his elbows of the hands were behind. So that's where it would start from, ad haraglaim, all the way to the feet. So it's like a type of apron. Then there was like these two handles that came out, that were woven from it on either side, that he would use to girdle himself with them. That was called the belt of the ephod, again, like an apron, which tied around around the waist. And all of it was woven with gold and tchelis, argam, and tlashon, and shesh. Ashmay nevesim chutin, 28 thread fold, kemaisa chushin, like we said by the chushin. V'teifalav, now in addition, they would sew on it, shtek seifas, two shoulder straps, kedeshiyu al kisfes hakoyin, that it should be on the shoulders of the kain. And they establish on each one of those shoulder straps, Evan Shay Meruba, a square sardonyx stone, Meshuka Babay Shalzav, that was also submerged in a golden container. And they carved down on these two stones, Shmoisa Shvat, names of the tribes. Shisha Levin Zu, Shisha Levin Zu, Kisal Daisim, six on this stone, six on this stone, according to their birth order. The Chaisin Shem Yosef, Yahaisev, but when they wrote the name of Yosef, they wrote Yahaisev, with a hey. The Nimtu Esim Chamash Eisb Eben Zu, so then it comes out, now that they add on the hey, you have 25 letters on this stone, the Esim Chamash Eisb Eben Zu, and you have 25 letters on this stone, the Kachoy Kaisin, this is how they wrote it, which the Rambams have this picture. We have Reuben Shimon, Reuben on the right, Shimon on the left. As the Rambam writes, "Ve'evin shakaz beRuben, the stone that was written Reuben alkseva Yaman was on his right shoulder. Ve'evin shakaz beShimon, and the stone was written on the Shimon was alkseva Smol on the left shoulder, which that's these two pictures that says Reuben on the right, Shimon left, and it goes from right to left is Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zebulun, Naphtali, Dan, Gad, Asher, Yosef, and Binyamin. Now the Oisav b'chol kasev they made on every single shoulder, shtei tabois, two rings, achas m'mala bereisha kasev, one on the top." On the top of his shoulder, v'achas mamatla kasev one beneath the shoulder, l'malam minacheshem above the belt, v'noisin shtei avoyses zahav, and they put two golden cords b'shtei tabois l'malam on the two rings on the top, v'hin nakar shashres, and this is what's called the chains. Now halacha yud v'achkach machnes, and then they would insert ketzoyis avoyses shalcheshen. The two ends of the cords of the cheshin b'taboy shalemalo in the rings that are on the top b'chisves ha'efud, so in that were on the shoulder straps of the efud. So again, it's starting to hang on the top. U'machne shnei psilat chelish b'shula cheshin, and then you also going from the bottom of the cheshin. They put these two blue threads b'shula cheshin the bottom of the cheshin b'shtei atabolish shalemalo b'cheshav efud to into the two rings that were on top of the belt of the efud, which was around his waist. So around like. So the top part would go to the top part of the ephod, and then the bottom part of the cheshin went to the where the ephod started in his back, which was right on top of the belt of the ephod, which was beneath that of the cheshin. Umeridnes hasharshrei shebetabes kisves ephod. Now they lowered the chains. Now in the rings of the shoulder of the ephod, at tabos hacheshin al yonis up until the upper rings of the cheshin. Because Ebbe says that they should be attached one with the other, so that the cheshin shouldn't become detached from the ephod. And whoever removes the cheshin from the ephod, and he detaches where they're connected in a destructive way, like he gets lashes, the Torah says, so it says the Ram Nitzik comes out like this. When the Kohen Gadol would put on the ephod with the cheshin, which they were always connected, so the breastplate should be directly on top of his heart, on his chest. The ephod ma'acharav, and the ephod should be from behind, which that was primarily where it was behind him. The cheshav ephod, and the belt of the ephod would be kasha li b'tachas cheshin, would be tied by his chest beneath the cheshin, which they kiss with the ephod, and the two shoulder straps of the ephod were on his shoulders. Which they have voices of, and you had these two golden cords that yodis mal ksefer mekam they came down from the shoulders on either side mekisa seifet from the shoulder straps of eifet atabes achreshon until the rings achreshon on top ushnei chutit cheles. Now they also had two blue threads then menukasin mitachas asil yadav that would be connecting from beneath his elbows, which were mishtei tabes achreshon atachlins from the two lower rings of the achreshon atchtei tabes kisve seifet atachlins until the two rings of the shoulder straps of the ephod that were on the bottom, shem l'mal malcheshev, which, like we said, it was above the belt of the ephod, and that again would hold it from the back, from the bottom, and from the top, from the shoulder straps, and that's how it was that the cheshin was never removed from the ephod.